Hello and welcome back. This is Dr. Shaw here. Welcome to our podcast on teaching humanity remotely. So today I am going to be discussing the fourth principle that governs effective communication with children. And this principle is really very essential and critically important. And it is making sure that you are developmentally appropriate when you are speaking with your child. Now, this can be challenging because you might not know what is developmentally appropriate. And if you have any questions, you can look into books that will describe developmentally appropriate language when you're speaking with children. There's lots of books on the subject of developmental appropriateness. And also you can go for professional help if you feel like you're not satisfied with any of the answers that you're getting in books. The issue of developmental appropriateness, I think, is a very big issue. I can remember when I was a teacher, there was a debate when to teach children certain skills. And my feeling was when it came to social-emotional issues, it really wasn't a matter of when. Like, in other words, if a child was a certain age, then we could discuss this. It was really about how. How do we speak with children? Young children go through really challenging life experiences. A death of a pet, maybe a death of a family member, divorce, anger issues that they might see at home, stresses that happen in a family when there are money issues, or, you know, there's just a lot of different issues, or even when children are not nice to each other, which we don't want to happen. And hopefully by listening to these podcasts, we're working and ensuring that our children are socializing in healthy, friendly ways. But, you know, things do happen. And so I don't think it's a matter of sheltering our children and not being honest with them, but I do think it is a matter of making sure we speak with children in a way that is developmentally appropriate. And so one thing that I do when I'm speaking with young children about very sensitive or challenging issues, I ask myself this question: what is going to be helpful? What will I say to the children or child that I'm speaking with that will be helpful and not harmful or hurtful? I ask myself that question. That sort of centers me. I am going to give you an example. During a recent media appearance, I was asked the question, what do you say to a five-year-old child who wants to know why people stormed the Capitol? And I thought long and hard about it. And I want to make sure I get the words right. I'm going to actually read what I wrote to that. Listen to what you feel would be developmentally appropriate. Which answer would be the more appropriate answer? So the question again is, why did people go and storm the Capitol in Washington, D.C.? And a five-year-old person asked this question to their grandmother, and the grandmother wants to know how to answer. So here's one way. You could say, some people are just haters, and they want to kill other people based on how they can't agree with each other. That is an honest answer, but is that the best answer for a five-year-old? I think not. I think a more appropriate answer would be, some adults have a lot of anger and they haven't learned how to agree to disagree yet. So there are many other adults who are working together to teach these adults who are really angry new skills so that they can learn to live together in peace and harmony. And then if your child said, how are they teaching them? You could say, by modeling appropriate behavior. So there you have it, right? You're just going to answer the question on a very difficult subject. You can also choose to say, you know, I don't want to discuss it. But then if your child hears that, often children want to know things that you don't want to discuss. It makes it more interesting, more mysterious. The fact that you don't want to say it, it's sort of like if you say, you can eat anything, but don't eat that fruit, you know, that's in the bowl. Somehow they'll love fruit all of a sudden. So it's sort of like, by not answering, that may not be the best way to handle it either. However, I do want to say that it really is a value judgment that you have with your family. And I think it's perfectly okay if you can create a bubble where you can shelter your child for as long as possible. That, I think, is completely fine if that really can happen. I think a lot of people feel like they need to say something to their children, and they want to make sure that they say it in an appropriate way because they don't want their children to hear something from someone else. So they want to give their kids kind of the heads up, which I also think is very appropriate. So it really, what matters here is what your family dynamic is like and how sheltered your family can live. If you're in a small little area where you know that your child won't hear something that would best be heard if you spoke it instead of a stranger. So in that way, you know, you have to figure that out. But I do feel the need to be developmentally appropriate is really important. And I just want to say something. If you think about what that means, one way I look at it is that I don't want to baby my child. I don't want to baby my child because then I deny them the opportunity to have a learning lesson that's at their level. And I don't want to speak over their heads because it could be damaging. And also, they may not even be paying attention or listening because it's so far above them. And that's where you get that wah, 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 wah. So developmentally appropriate means you're really speaking in a way that is just right. And along with that, you're not going to say more than you have to, nothing more, nothing less. You're only going to do your job in the communicating of the information, and then you're going to let your child also have wait time and the opportunity to respond. You're going to be checking for understanding. You're going to see how all of the 10 governing principles that I mentioned in previous podcasts that now each week we're discussing in greater detail one at a time. This is our fourth one. You're going to see how all 10 really work together. That's why they're the governing principles. I always want to speak honestly with my child. I always want to be clear. I always want to check for understanding. I always want to be developmentally appropriate. That's how they all work together. Today, we're discussing just for a few minutes the fourth governing principle that guides effective communication, and that is making sure that when you speak with your child, you are speaking in a manner that is developmentally appropriate. I also want to share great news. It has finally come, what you have asked for, my book on effective communication, A Parent's Guide for Effective Communication with Their Children, is out. It's on. You can get that book at Amazon. So please go look at my author's page, Dr. Mindy Shaw. I love this book. I'm going to explain it very briefly. The first part of the book are the 10 governing principles. I state all of the 10 principles, and then I review each one in a little detail. The next part of the book is called Min Min, I Like the Way You Speak With Me, and that is a real conversation, authentic, completely true, this is nonfiction, children's book about Olivia, my granddaughter, complimenting me on how we speak to each other. And again, in that children's book, you will see, in her words, how she is sensitive to the governing principles, how she's seeing them, and how she's appreciating them. So that's a nice little book, and it serves as a great model for you to be able to read to your child, and you'll see how your child can benefit from that kind of conversation. And then the last part of the book, which might be the most useful to parents out there and might respond the greatest to your questions, is I took the 11 most asked questions and I answered them. And embedded in all the answers, you will see how the governing principles are used. So it's very practical application. And what I want to say about that is, you know, I was thinking some of the information can seem a little redundant. And in a way, it is a little redundant because this is how learning is. We really need to learn very little new information, but we need to practice the new information a lot. So in the book, what I discovered in the writing of the book is that I do believe that there are 10 governing principles that invite the opportunity to have effective communication with children. And along with those 10 governing principles, there are three components that are essential. And so when I answered the questions in the last section of the book, a lot of the answers seemed similar. And it's because no matter what the individual item is, whether it's getting my child to bed on time, whether it's what do we have for dinner, getting out of the house without being frustrated, the difference between internal and external rewards, whether it's getting my child off screen time, it really didn't matter what the individual question was because the governing principles were the same. you always want to speak honestly. You don't want to say more than you have to. You want to make sure you're developmentally appropriate. And the three components that are needed for effective communication are also always the same. So in a way, it's kind of a gift that, you know, you don't need to learn a thousand different things. You need to really strengthen and build the stamina of the muscle of, like, discipline. The parent, you have to be disciplined to make sure you can follow these governing principles as well as the three components. And the three components are setting the stage for success, front loading, which means you really do a lot of your work initially. So at the time of the actual communication and experience you're having with your child, whether it's going to bed or dinner, you already know how it's supposed to go. And if it doesn't go that way, you could just walk away and not buy into the experience that might not be going the way you want it to go. Then at another moment, after the experience is over, you can have a reflection. So setting the stage for success is a component of effective communication. Front loading is a component of effective communication. And the last thing that's important for effective communication when you're setting up these new rules of how to behave in the house and when to go to bed and to ensure that your child will go to bed at the time you want them to go to bed or have the dinner that they agreed to have or get off the screen when you had an agreement for that is to make sure that when you front load, you have the conversation prior to the actual experience, you include in the conversation any possible authentic natural consequence. You include that so you don't have to get dragged into it in the moment of the experience if your child is not holding up to their agreement for going to bed on time, for example. And this is all really explained step by step in our new book. And you can also find the new book on my website at learnwithmeremotely.com. That's learnwithmeremotely.com. You can find the new book. And it's in response to your questions and you asking me to write a book for parents. And it really is a parent's guide. It is. It's a parent's guide to effective communication. Has the modeling of a story from a child's point of view and how they're appreciating the effective communication that they're having with me. I think that's really nice to see and get that model for adults and children. So feel free to use that to your, read that to your child. And also the 10 governing principles to begin with, and then seeing the application of those principles in the question and answer section of the book. So enjoy until next time. Next time, when it's our 23rd podcast, you will hear in greater depth our fifth governing principle. Until then, happy communicating.
And that concludes this episode of the podcast series Teaching Humanity Remotely with Dr. Mindy Shaw. Thank you for listening. You can follow Dr. Shaw on Facebook. Her page is Learn With Me Remotely. That's on Facebook. That's also her website, learnwithmeremotely.com. Her podcasts and all the books that she's been referring to are on that site for purchase, and samples are there as well. You can follow her on Twitter at Dr. Mindy Shaw 1. Doctor is abbreviated DR, and the one is the number one, Dr. Mindy Shaw 1. And on Instagram at Dr. Mint with a T, Shaw. Thanks again for listening. Watch out for the next podcast in the series. That'll be coming real soon.